VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know, among eBay sellers, thrifting isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle. In fact, I know many people, everything they own was thrifted. Here now to share some tales from her own thrifting life is Peggy Smith, known on eBay as top-rated seller, Old Wahina.
Wahini.
Wahini, sorry.
Wahini, there you go. Hi,
the Hawaiian
hi.
World, right, for babe.
But the most important thing.
Yeah, she's also the mother of thrift hunters, Jason T. Smith.
Peggy.
Which explains a lot.
Oh, my God, Peggy.
So, Peggy.
Let's get through these other questions. I have plenty of stuff to ask you.
Leaving your issue, your controversial issue aside, can we guess who got you started selling on eBay? And I guess we have to say, so.
Well, you know, I started selling myself on eBay 4 years ago, but I've been thrifting and garage saling and flea marketing since I was a teenager going with my mother.
And that's how Jason learned.
Exactly. So it kind of got paid forward as Jason got, you know, to be, what, 6 or 7 years old. He started going with me, and that's how he got the bug, and I don't think it ever left.
So this is the woman behind the tiki throne.
That's right. You know, behind every man, there's a great woman.
Honey, you better believe it.
She's got a tiki in one hand and a glass of rum in the other.
That's the way. That's the only way.
So you've been selling on eBay how long?
4 years now. Yeah, it's been great. I did it basically. I had retired finally after working in the market for almost all my life. At 68, I finally retired. And I said, and of course, Jason said, Mom, you got to do this. And I said, well, let's give it a try. And I wanted to do it just enough to pay our real estate taxes since we were retired, didn't have that money coming in like we used to. So I started out that way. And within the first year, I was covering my real estate taxes with no problem. And since that first year, I have more than doubled my income, you know, by selling on eBay. So it's been nice to have the extra to take vacations with and, you know, see my son in Vegas and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's been really a plus for me all the way around. And I do it with my husband. The two of us go out every week. We do our flea markets, our garage sales, you know, whatever we can find. And we go, and he has a good eye. My husband really has a good eye because he looks at things totally different than I do. So, you know, he'll find things that sell well and I'll find things that sell well. So it's a real good family operation here.
Yeah, well, see, it helps to have more than one person.
Definitely.
It does. Because he's the photographer and my shipper, and I do all of the lifting and, you know, all the paperwork and all that kind of stuff.
Isn't that funny how that usually works that way? It's almost always the guy who is...
Yeah, they're good with that.
Yeah.
They really are.
The photography, they do the photography, and we do the listing.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go into what the hypothesizing why that's the case. I'm just going to ask, so what is it do you sell?
Well, I sell a little bit of everything. When I first started, I started very basic, you know, with clothing, with T-shirts and Hawaiian clothing, things that were easy to package, you know, very simple to do. But then, of course, as my horizons broadened, I started, you know, following the Facebook group of thrifting boards and just learning from people on their lookouts of what they're finding to sell. So that helped me. So from the clothing end, we got into puzzles and paintings and hot hair rollers, you know, just everything. I mean, it's just totally crazy how diversified we have become. And that's what's really helped our sales because we are just, you know, in one main group. We have just branched out into so many different areas now.
So do you shop like every Saturday? Do you have a schedule?
Well, we kind of do. Basically, the garage sale business here in Ohio is Thursdays. That's the big market. So we usually head out on Thursday mornings, make our list, and away we go. I still feel we find the best deals at garage sales because most people just want to clear their house out and they don't care what they're selling it for. So, to me, that's where you're going to get the best deals. You know, I do a lot of thrifting at the Savers that we have. We just got finally two here in Ohio, in the northeastern part of Ohio, and Goodwills and Salvation Armies and so forth. But and flea markets. We do a lot of flea markets in our area. There's quite a few.
So in Southern California, we have garage sales all year, of course, because we have no cold weather.
Yeah.
Do you have them there all year?
No, they really do close up here probably within this next month. We won't be garage selling. So we're really trying and build up as much inventory as we can so, you know, I can list all winter. And because once they go, they go. Too much snow in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, just a bit.
I'm sort of shocked.
Yeah, Griff, I'll tell you, it's pretty tough. And
so the yard seller... The yard sale seller, the yard sailors that I know, if they see a sign, it could be like a tsunami. They stop.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. another thing that we have sold very well is old wooden water skis. We have found those to be very lucrative, and I usually pick them up at garage sales for anywhere from $2 to $5 a pair, which is very, very cheap.
So what did you say they were again?
Old wooden water skis, you know, the old ones that were made by wood back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And I was originally buying them just for decorative uses around my home. But then all of a sudden we started looking them up on eBay. And I said, we better start selling some of these.
Well, when I learned to water ski, I hate to tell you, they were wooden.
Yeah, we have sold three pairs this past summer, averaging from $50 to $100 a pair.
Whoa.
And we only spent $2 to $5 for them, so that's a real good thing to be looking for.
Tell us about your best sale so far.
Well, my biggest and best was first year I started thrifting. I was so thrilled. My husband and I were at a rummage sale at a church, and of course, anything Hawaiian, I'm just like Jason. We are similar. We always grab. Now, my husband had seen it and walked by it. I came along and saw it, and it was a picture of Diamond Head painted on black velvet. Now, you're saying, okay, black velvet. So, but the important part was down in the corner, it was signed. So it was only $3, so I bought it, brought it home, did my research, found it on WorthPoint, found the artist, and I decided to put it up for auction rather than to buy it now because I thought it would, definitely bring more money. So we put it up, and I think we started out at $99.99, and we didn't get much action up until the last day, of course, like you normally do. And about the last day, starting within the last couple of hours, it started to go. And by the time it finished, then it's selling that $3 painting for $450. I know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, what am I doing here? I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Do you attend any eBay events? Peggy?
Oh, I do. And I'm one of the lucky ones that just came off of the 20-year anniversary party. I am so glad we made the trip to come out. It was just wonderful. I mean, I know a lot of people have been talking about it, but we did miss you guys. I wanted to see both of you so badly, but we missed you terribly. But it was quite an event and one that my husband and I will cherish forever because we were taken aback and very touched by the applause line that they had done for all the sellers that we walked through. I mean, it couldn't have been better, and the party could not have been more top-notch. It was outstanding. And I'm going to be attending e-commerce in Chicago coming up in October with Jason, and he wants me on his panel to see that old-timers can sell well on eBay, too.
So on to more important things. What was he like when he was a kid?
Well, he... very outspoken. Ever since he was 3 years old, he would always go up and talk to adult people.
I can see that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, whenever I would lose him in a store, I would find him talking to adults, never kids. So that's one good one for you. The blue hair thing almost threw me for a loop. That's why he's bald today, I think. I'm not sure. But he came down with the blue hair one day, and I said, oh, my God, this can't be happening to me.
But he's a character. I mean,
he is. Oh, yeah, Jason's his own person, and that's what's so likable about Jason, because he does his thing. But I have to say one more story. Here's one I'm sure he hasn't shared with any of you guys. One morning, he came down to get ready for breakfast to go to school, and he had on a pair of jeans. And back in the day, there was this fad where they had like thousands of safety pins holding these jeans together.
Yep.
And I looked at him and gave him one turn with the hand pointing upstairs, go change, you're not leaving the house.
Well, now he's in God only knows what. Every time I see him, he's in a new, something Outrageous.
Oh, I know.
Outrageous. You know, I don't think anybody, I've got to tell you something about your son, mother to mother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody in the eBay community that has promoted themselves any better than your son.
Yeah, he has really done a great job with that. And, it makes me so proud, of course, as a mom and his dad, too, because it's amazing what he has turned this empire of his into, because it's really doing so well. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. And I've learned so much from his groups. I mean, it's amazing the talent of people that are on the thrifting board or with his show, Thrifting with Jay and Me. You learn stuff every week, and that's how I have learned to branch out and find my different items to sell, because of all the information from these wonderful people. It's wonderful. I just love it.
Any other secrets you can tell us about Jason?
By the way, you know he's listening, and he's posting about him on the chat board, so...
I don't know if I'm going to get kudos when we're done or not.
You're going to get showered with kisses. That's what you're going to get.
You know what? Thank you so much, Peggy, for coming on and telling us your story. There are a lot of us who do it as a couple, a man and wife, and it makes it fun, doesn't it? You go off together
really
on these little adventures.
It's a wonderful pastime for my husband and myself, and Regan will be with me in Chicago as well. So, you know, we love it. It's a great pastime for us, and I'm so glad that I have this entrepreneurship that I can do out of my home and make some nice money. And there's nowhere else you can go to do that. eBay offers you such
Amen,
a great platform.
Amen, Peggy. Thank you so much for being with us.
You can check out Jason's mother, Peggy's stuff on eBay at old-wahini. Up next, why customer service is paramount. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.